Focusing on God's love and intimate knowledge of each of us, we begin with a familiar hymn, Be Now My Vision on the Chimes, and continue with I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry as the organ prelude and opening hymn. Next is the anthem, a piano setting of Here I Am, Lord, reflecting on the appointed reading from 1 Samuel. The sermon hymn, God Speak to Me That I May Speak, reminds us of the response to Christ's call as heard in today's gospel reading. Finally, the service concludes with a joyful organ postlude, an original work by cantor and organist Mark Sedio, simply titled Trumpet Tune.
As we prepare now to enter into worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love, God's grace, God's peace, God's strength with you. I invite you to join with me now in taking a deep breath. Breathe in God's presence, a calming, strengthening presence. Allow it to envelop you. Breathe out whatever may be weighing you down, whatever you've been carrying with you up to this point. Breathe it out and entrust it to God's care. As we enter into worship and reflect on our theme for today, which happens to be known and loved. One of my very favorite psalms, Psalm 139, begins with these words, "Lord, you have searched me and known me." The psalm goes on to describe a God who knows everything we do. Nothing is hidden from this awesome one who created us, formed our inward parts, knit us together in our mother's wombs, and made us fearfully and wonderfully. Let's face it, a God who knows us so intimately can be a bit intimidating. Actually, such a God can be downright scary. Knowing us so well could mean that God might conclude we simply are not worthy. We don't quite measure up. We are not material for heaven. And God would have good reason for coming to such conclusions. Thankfully, this is not how God rolls, not how our Creator works. God knows us inside and out and loves us still. Loves us with a steadfast and undying love. How can I be so sure? Well, for starters, God sent Jesus to live and dwell among us. And then Jesus willingly died for us, not after we had gotten our act together, but while we were yet sinners. That is nothing short of amazing. With gratitude for that love and seeking to embody it more fully in our own lives, we come now from near and far to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I was dead.
I invite you now to join with me as we confess our sins using the prayer whose words may be found on our website and Facebook page. If you do not have those handy, not to worry, we encourage you to join with us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, as much as we want to believe that you love us, no matter who we are or where we are on life's journey, far too often the loudest voices we hear communicate a decidedly different message. We buy into the convincing rhetoric that suggests we need to earn your love, or embrace a particular set of doctrines that deem only certain people worthy and all others destined to spend eternity in a fiery abyss. Forgive us, loving God, for underestimating the depth and breadth of your undying love, assuming it must be conditional, as our love for one another so often is. Instead of questioning your love for us, may we dare to bask in its richness and warmth, allowing it to set us free to love ourselves and others as you have loved us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the sure signs of God's unending, undying love for us is God's willingness to forgive us. Not once or twice, not every now and then, not for certain things but not others, but always and for everything. God's forgiveness is real and it sets us free. It allows us to wipe the slate clean and begin anew every moment of every day. Claim that gift. Allow it to change your life, and may it impact the way you treat all whom you encounter. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 139, as Reverend Sue referenced earlier. This reading is verses 1 through 6, and then verses 13 through 18. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I tried to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. And our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Once again, I have a special message for our children and, of course, our young at heart. Have you ever made or created or worked on something that you're really proud of? I remember one time I went with a few friends to a pottery studio. Each of us got a big lump of clay, and we sat at our pottery wheels, and we did our best, with lots of help, to create something. It was definitely not easy, and what I created was something that didn't look much different than that lump of clay I got in the very beginning. But when I was finally done with my piece of pottery, I was very proud of it. In fact, I loved it. Not because it was perfect, but because it was mine. My fingerprints were all over it, and I had created it. Maybe you too have spent a lot of time working on an arts and crafts project, and once it was done, you were so happy with how it turned out. Maybe you tried your hand at perfecting a favorite recipe, and you finally created something that tasted delicious. Or maybe you put a lot of extra work practicing a skill for your favorite sport. And finally, after focusing your energy and learning along the way, you got it. Whatever it is that you made or created or worked on, I wonder if you noticed the same thing I did. That when you create something with your own two hands, when you put your whole heart into making or working at something, you love it and cherish it and appreciate it in a different way than if you just bought it at a store. Even if it's not perfect, there is something special about it because you created it. You overlook its scratches or dents or unevenness or little missteps and mess ups because you're just in awe of whatever it is you made. I have to imagine that is exactly how God feels when God looks at each one of us. Our scripture lesson from the book of Psalms tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. It says that God formed us and knit us together and made us exactly who we are. And we are one of God's wonderful creations. In other words, God's fingerprints are all over us. And just like I felt with my piece of pottery, or how you might feel with one of your unique creations, God loves each of us in a special way. Not because we're perfect, but because we are God's. God created us. Now, not only does this mean that God loves us and cherishes us and looks past our imperfection and sees the beauty in our hearts, but God also asks us to look at one another in that same way. Since we are all one of God's wonderfully made creations, we need to be honoring God's artwork, honoring what God has done by honoring one another. If you have ever had a hard time getting along with someone, or if someone ever made you really mad, I promise it's a lot easier to forgive them and even show love to them once we remember that they too were knit together by the same God who created you. I am praying that if there's ever a time when you feel like you wish you could be different than you are, I hope that you remember that God created you to be you, exactly as you are. We can change and grow and learn, but nothing we do will make God love us any less. And God will always remind us of who we were created to be. I think that's pretty special. Because I know how amazing each one of you are, I know how amazing God is. And because I know how amazing God is, I know how amazing you are. Let's end our time together with a prayer, and then we will join in praying the Lord's Prayer together. Let's pray. Loving God, you know us inside and out, and you love us unconditionally because we are one of your wonderful creations. Help us to remember that when we feel like being less than loving to ourselves or others, Remind us that each of us was created to be different, and that the best way we can say thank you to God for the gift of life is to be our wonderful, unique selves. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.